Hey, what's up, guys? So what you guys are about to listen to is me going off on a live. This is one of my live rants. What is my live rant? It's what exactly it sounds like. It's me ranting, raving, venting, complaining, bitching, moaning, being excited, sharing with you guys my love and hate and frustration with the career choice I have chosen, which is nursing. I usually it's just on either Instagram Live or Facebook. So if you don't know or if you're not following me, please go check it out. Facebook, you'll find me at the Everyday Hero Show. That's my page. And on Instagram, it's Q the Nurse. But that aside, the reason you want to probably follow me on those is because what you're going to listen to is this live rant. But the thing about it being a live rant is people get to communicate throughout the live feed. You know this, I know this. So if you are listening to this now, thank you. I appreciate it. Like, clap, applaud it, share my comments. Please call in and tell me what you feel. But you will also hear me like interrupt basically and respond to people's questions or shout people out because I see them on the screen, right? I see them responding to me. They're asking me questions and all this good stuff. So that's the perks you get if you follow me on Instagram. But outside of that, I go through the roof, off the wall. I go insane, deep, deep in this weekend, wild, wild weekend I had. It was fun. It was tiring. It was rough. It was exciting. It was all of what a good weekend should be, and then some. And plus, I worked every single day of the weekend. So, enjoy the listen. Catch you guys on the flip. Call in, applaud, boo, whatever you do, have something. Do something. Show me some love. Show me some hate. Call in, especially, so we can talk about it. What's up? What's up? What's up? Hello, Instagram. Hello, Anchor. A live rant. I just got out of work. Super, super, super long weekend. And that's what we're talking about today. So my weekend was exciting. I worked 3 days in a row. I haven't done 3 days in a row in a long, long, long time. So it hurt, but it hurt extra bad this time. And the reason it hurt extra bad this time is because I had a goddamn amazing weekend, right? I went out Thursday night, went to work Friday, went out Friday night, went to work Saturday, went to work Sunday, and I am here right now. I'm alive. Most of my patients are alive. Oh, crud. Oh, are you still? Yes. Most of my, all of my patients are alive. So it's a happy, happy, happy weekend. But I'd like to talk about something. I would love to talk about something. And thank you for joining me. Hello, hello. Ask questions throughout this if you do have any. So let's start with our Thursday night because that's basically when my weekend started, my work weekend started. And I'd like to first talk about setting up a night out with your fellow nurses. This is a very difficult thing to do. I attempted it. I tried it. What's up, Justice Democrat California? Woot 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 woot. I'm going to Washington, D.C. To check Jenk out. So that's exciting. Yeah, the 24th Amendment. I'm all about it. Yes. So putting a work week, a work outing together is one of the hardest things I have done in the history of my nursing career, right? Forget about catheters, forget about IVs, forget about admissions, new cardiac medications, TAVR, forget about all of that. Putting together a work outing with a bunch of nurses is nearly impossible. And I don't want to say I failed, but I do want to have a huge shout out to all the night nurses that joined me on Thursday and all the day nurses that took me out on Friday. So what happened? So let me break this down for y'all so I know, so you know moving forward how to do it right and not to end up in a situation like me where it's basically you and the DJ dancing there alone on a Thursday night. So first and foremost, you want to give these nurses a huge time in advance. You want to tell nurses, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go out. We're going to have a good time, but it's going to be in a month from now. It's going to be 3 weekends from now. It's going to be then. So they can request the days off, so they can request time off, so they can make plans for their babysitters, for their husbands, so they can ask their boos to come with. You want to have it far in advance. That's number one. I did that. Check, right? Number two, And this one is super important. And this is where I fucked up. You want to make it easy. Nurses work really, really hard 24/7, 365. That's a lie. When we go to work, we are working very, very hard, right? The last thing that you want to make a nurse do is to work hard to go out and have a good time. So I don't work in the city of Boston. All my nursing friends don't work in the city of Boston. So when I made the plans and decided to go into Boston, it made it very difficult for all the nurses to do so. So I don't know, no blame out there. I'm just stating the facts, all right? So that's what happened. I made the plans in the city. I don't live in the city. I live out in the suburbs. So to get all the nurses on their days off, on after a shift, before their shift, whenever to come into the city is a problem, and that's where I messed up. So make sure, number one, you give them some time in advance, and number two, you make it easy. Number three, and this is probably most important, you want to make it mom-friendly. Nursing is a majority female profession, right? And a lot of females who are nurses, a lot of females, period, end up growing to become women, ends up growing to become mama dukes. So if you're a nurse and if you're a mom and if you want to go out with your nursing friends, you want to make it simple and you want to make it easy. So let's go down the list one last time. If you're going to make plans with your nursing friends, number one, make it so they have enough time. Make it far in advance, 2-3 weeks ahead of time. Number two, make it so that it's easy. Don't make it a difficult place. And last but not least, make it mom-friendly. Make it family-friendly so they could bring their friends. Hello, Robin. Welcome. Thank you for joining. I do have to say with all of my heart and soul, your baby is absolutely gorgeous. Adorable. Congratulations. So then moving on. So that's what happened Thursday. And shout out to all my night nurses that came out with me on Thursday. It was a goddamn blast. We went out. It was just me. We wanted to go to this place called Howl at the Moon. They're supposed to have a live band. I got there super early. They did have vegan options, which was very exciting. Went there, was partying alone with my friend that just joined me. After Howl at the Moon, I went, you welcome, Robin. After Howl at the Moon, that's when we met up with the other night nurses. And I got to tell you, I was super surprised, number one, that the night nurses actually came out to hang out with Q. Well, because number one, I only talk to these night nurses when I'm giving report. And that's the problem, because I consider myself a decent nurse, but I'm not the most organized and I'm really bad at giving report. So the fact that I'm not organized means that I leave a whole lot of bad shit for these night nurses, which doesn't make them happy. And number two, the fact that I only talk to them while giving them report sucks because I suck at giving report. I get really anxious. I get nervous. These nurses sound like they know what they're doing. So when I'm mumbling around and bumbling around, this doesn't make me feel good. So super happy that they came out. We met up. We had some drinks. Then we went to a couple of places. We were bar hopping because that's what night nurses do. They turn up all night, all day. Oh, thank you, Robin. See, for those just listening and not watching, Robin just is a night nurse at my old job, and she says that she misses getting report from me. So that makes me feel a little bit better. Just a little bit better. Thank you. Thank you. And okay, so we went out. We had a good time. We had a blast. It was a joy. Yes, yes, yes. Go, 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 go. It was fun. All right. After that, I went home super late that night. Remember, this is still Thursday. This is still Thursday. Went home super late. Knowing that I had to wake up Friday morning to go to work. So I went home. I probably got 2.5 hours of sleep. 5.5 hours of sleep. Woke up Friday morning. Wasn't that crazy. The thing is about being tired at work is if you're tired at work and it's a Friday where you're moving constantly, you don't feel it till the end, right? When you stop moving. So thank God it was a Friday. I don't know. At the time I was like, my feet hurt, but thank God it was a Friday because I was moving. So I just kept on going throughout the whole day and I successfully made it through. Welcome DJ Ben Kylie. I enjoy your presence. Drop some beats, brother. So yes, Friday was rough. Went through Friday, got through Friday. I was a happy man. Okay. So that came Friday night. And Friday night, my friends in the city, back in the city, and these are my day shift friends, they went to go see a band, and they invited your boy Q. And how could I say no? How in the world how can I say no? So I didn't say no, and I decided to join them. Mind you, understand this. Thursday night, I partied all night, took 2.5 hours of rest, let's say four, let's call it five, took 4.5 hours of rest, partied hardy with the night nurses, then on Friday went to work, hardcore from the minute I got into work, met call, to the minute I left the work, I was late to give report per usual, and then I decided to go out again Friday night because that's just the kind of guy I am and I can rally when I have to. So, went out Friday night. I was really happy. Did not take a drink. It was sober night because I was working Saturday. I knew all the whole situation. So went out Friday night. Friends and tacos. If you don't know who Friends and Tacos are, if you think I'm just talking about a good night out, I'm not. It's the name of the live band we went to go watch. And fun fact, I did not know I like to go listen to live music because most bars I go to, most spots I go to that have live music, blow. Because it's just really hard to tell what song they're singing. The singer might not be great, that great. But this band, this band was fire. Colleen, thank you for the invite. I do appreciate it. It was a goddamn blast. I had a goddamn good time. But I didn't stay the whole time because I'm not nuts. Because I had work today. I had work Saturday, yesterday. So this is still Friday night. I go out, party with them. And fun fact, I went out with my scrubs. So go check out my Instagram and go like that picture because I had some bat scrubs on. I was the only goon in the bar at midnight with scrubs on when everyone else was looking pretty. I felt kind of bad for myself, but who cares? I ain't here to complain. I'm here to tell you a story. All right. So this is how it went down. Friday night, went out with the night nurses. Friday, went to work crazy. Friday night, went out with the day nurses. Saturday, went to work. Saturday was the hardest day of the week. I mean, this whole weekend. Saturday was rough. Was rough. So I did it. I haven't drank coffee in, 3 months? 2 months? 2.5 months? I quit coffee. Thank you, Katie. But Saturday was rough. So I had to break my seal. I ended up having some coffee because I couldn't. I couldn't survive. Went home Saturday. I mean, it was a goddamn day, but thank God for my crew. I love my weekend crew. You know, they pulled me through. They did a lot of my work. Helped me out is what I meant to say. They pulled me through. I made it. I'm alive. Went home. Saturday passed out. Literally came home, showered, fell asleep, woke up the minute before I got to go to work. Sunday, and that's where we end up today. So that's where we are today. Sunday was a good day at work. I enjoyed it. I had fun. I appreciated it. All the people were good. I felt alive. I had like 8-9 hours of sleep. It was a goddamn blast. And it was gorgeous out. And because everything was smooth sailing for the majority of the day, I was able to eat my lunch, take my break outside. So if you are following me and if you are watching this, check out my Insta story and you'll see I ate my lunch outside, which was gorgeous. Gorgeous. If you have a beautiful day, right, and you're stuck in the hospital because you're doing a 12-hour shift, I mean, at least if you work the day shift, if you work the night shift, you get to enjoy the day before you come in. But if you're working the day shift and you have a lunch break and you don't have to be on the unit, go outside. Goodness gracious, that just gave me another boost of energy. The sun's great. It was nice. Luckily, though, I had an extra t-shirt. What's up, Mike? Long time no see, brother. Thank you for joining. I had an extra t-shirt. This is the t-shirt I ended up wearing. Just know that if you're going to go outside and it's hot out, you are going to sweat. And if you do sweat, you are going to smell bad. And if you smell bad, no one wants to talk to you, including your patients. So luckily, I had my workout shirt, put this on after I came back from inside, enjoyed my lunch, and the day was fine. And finally, I am here. But you know what happens when you have an exciting week of crazy, enormous, just fantastical, nonstop action? Do you know what happens? What up, cute? Keep crushing it, bro. Saw you on Gary V. Yay, yay, Gary V. Yes. Thank you, Mike. Yes, it took me a little bit to get there, but I love the man. You know what happens when you have a crazy week? You know what happens when you have an exciting week of work and fun and friends and work and patients and work and a whole lot of work? You forget to do your homework. So, as we speak right now, I'm looking at the screen. I have a bunch of homework that I need to catch up on. So I have to say my goodbyes. Don't forget to follow me. Go and check. You see the mic? I'm talking to Anchor as well. Go and listen to my podcasts on iTunes Podcast, on Spotify, on Spreaker, on SoundCloud, the whole nine. Wherever you listen to a podcast, go follow your boy Q the Nurse. And then, If you are going to have a weekend, make it a weekend. And that's goddamn what I did. All right. Catch you guys later. Deuces.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.